I have given quite a bit of energy into this retreat. But eventually, that puzzle of human consciousness has been put together. Still, some clarification naturally will happen in the future, but the understanding reached so far is quite satisfactory. Speaking of which, I would like again to emphasize the importance to appreciate the role and the value of conceptual understanding. First, conceptual understanding is the invitation and the gateway to the experience. The experiential realization. Second, it allows you to understand realization that has occurred. Sometimes the experience is first, and understanding is later. Sometimes the opposite. And the third, it changes your relationship with the experience. Completely changes your relationship with the experience. And by changing your relationship with the experience, you arrive at the deeper experience. Because your relationship with the experience allows you to go deeper into the experience. So, without the conceptual knowledge, you are in the dark. If you are lucky, you have perhaps access to the realization to which that conceptual understanding refers. But you don't really know what it is that you experience. Perhaps intuitively you know something, but not enough. And if you do not experience it at all, basically you cannot even imagine that such a thing exists, meaning it is beyond your imagination. Because conceptual understanding is also providing the material for your imagination. So I am to say it all again, to somehow bring a conclusion. Into our understanding of human consciousness. Everyone is experiencing on a very, very basic level human consciousness. Everybody has the psychosphere. And everyone is in some kind of a relationship and interaction with the personality and the mind. The external person, even if he is unconscious, he is still interacting with all these things, allowing us to have that very basic human experience. But paradoxically, humans do not have an actual human consciousness. They have human subconsciousness, which by its very nature is completely fragmented. They cannot have, because before you can have human consciousness, you need to awaken pure subjectivity in your soul. That relates to all the other centers, which are more internalized, that are not in direct connection to human consciousness or personality. Human consciousness is contained in the space of pure subjectivity. It's not even entirely correct to say it in that way, because that pure subjectivity is an integral part of the human consciousness, so it's not just a container of it, meaning that container is as well human consciousness. But what does it contain? It contains the psychosphere, which is the subtle dimension of subtle psychological dimension composed of the different psychological energies, states, and moods, which based on which the human can feel certain way. He is feeling himself through these psychological states. Meaning he's not just interacting with personality and mind, he is actually feeling himself in the context of the psychological states. That's what we call the psychosphere. Then human consciousness, that pure subjectivity, also contains the etheric person. However, for the etheric person to exist, we need to first realize the inner knower. So the person, external person himself, needs to undergo certain transformation from the regular to etheric. Pure subjectivity of the human consciousness is the home for the etheric person in which he simply exists, experiencing our human condition. And his intelligence is in relationship with the psychosphere. Recognizing it, interpreting it, and feeling it from the very core of the etheric person's identity. Because as we have concluded, then the actual experiencer of human consciousness is the etheric person. By the way, he is not only in relationship with the psychosphere, he is also in relationship with that space of pure subjectivity of human consciousness. Within his existence in that human consciousness, in that space, the etheric person still can remain unconscious on certain level. He is conscious in a way that he can feel his identity. He may be consciously relating to the psychosphere, but he does not really know who he is. He's just relating, but not knowing who is relating on a deeper level. This is why the next level of awakening has to happen. Well, the etheric person realizes himself as the center of our human identity. In other words, he is not just recognizing the psychosphere and how we feel on the human level eventually he begins to realize that he is feeling, that all these feelings are his, that he is experiencing within himself that the human condition. And when the etheric person awakens in basically to his human identity, well, he is not just transforming his relationship with the psychosphere, his relationship with himself becomes totally transformed. So that realization, that next level of awakening of the etheric person, we call realization of the human person. So the etheric person becomes the human person. In this retreat, I spoke about many ways the intelligence of the well, either etheric person or human person, depending how deeply that person is actualized, that there are many ways his intelligence can relate to the psychosphere. We have been describing different tools how to transform and purify the psychosphere. For instance, by ceasing to generate negativity. That negativity can be generated by unskillful interactions with the personality, or that negativity actually can pertain, can be triggered by the intelligence of the etheric person himself, meaning that intelligence is bringing a negative interpretation to the psychosphere and just creating more layers of negativity. So by relinquishing that any kind of negativity, we open the space for the psychosphere to be purified. And that is just one of the ways that one of the means through which we can change that psychosphere. There are many other tools. You can go back to other talks, because now I would not like to go to speak about everything, to repeat everything, just the crucial things. The thing is that the most direct way to transform the psychosphere is through transcending identification with it, which requires the surrender of human consciousness. in particular, the surrender of its pure subjectivity and surrender of the human person. Vertical surrender, letting go, so that the person, through a combination of letting go and self-absorption, he actually merges with that space of pure subjectivity of human consciousness while retaining his own identity. In addition to that, he is entering the state of vertical absence. And when the human person enters the state of vertical absence, of course, it radically transforms how he experiences himself. He becomes free. That's why we refer to it as a liberation of the human. The human person in a state of vertical absence, vertical samadhi, we call simply absolute human person. So the human now is experiencing himself from the absolute. He passed through the net of the psychosphere and become free. That is where he realizes the unconditional state of well-being that nothing can touch. Which in turn empowers his relationship with the psychosphere, because psychosphere represents the relative aspect of our psychological dimension. The fact that it is relative does not mean that it is not important. It still needs to be addressed. The transformation of the human person alone, of course, already has a purifying effect on the psychosphere. But psychosphere is like a dynamic organism with which living thing, with which we naturally have a, we are we basically keep relating to it as a part of us. For instance, you can have even physiologically, the psychosphere can be affected by the flow of hormones and so on. You may, for instance, have certain mood. That from certain point of view is felt as unpleasant or uncomfortable. So naturally you want to transform that. But at the same time you are free from that, because the human person is free. He is bathing in that unconditional state of freedom. And from that state of freedom, he is embracing, for instance, that particular psychological state, and pulling it. Into state of absence, dissolving it. And I will speak about these matters in the future. But now I would like to again point out to that fascinating journey of the person, and particularly in this case the external person, what kind of steps he needs to take in that evolution in order to become a true human identity. First, he needs to become conscious of himself. He needs to become the identity of external attention. Before that can happen, fully at least, the internal person has to become conscious of himself. The question is, if the external person is conscious of himself, but the human consciousness has not been realized, is the external person can he represent the human identity? There's no pure subjectivity of human consciousness. The relationship with psychosphere is horizontal, meaning that you experience the psychosphere in front of yourself and you are behind it, somehow relating to it. Basically, there's the external person, psychosphere, personality, and the mind, all in front of you. If Yes, certainly there is a trace of human self in that external person, but he basically does not know it. He cannot know it because he has not realized himself. So his relationship with that outer layers of our human experience are very, well, primitive. So what we are also seeing here is that becoming human is a journey. Even though we are sort of humans from the beginning, at the same time, we are not. It's difficult to say what we are. Because we are not yet finished, we are not yet complete, we are in between. Living in some kind of a twilight zone. What does it really mean to be human? That's the question. Aside from that, how you interact with your environment, how you feel, and so on. Who are you? Because in order to be human, one has to become that human identity. And as strange as it may seem, to become human is actually more difficult than to realize, for instance, pure consciousness. Even though it is so close. So natural. Ideally, you should not become human. You should not need to become human. You should be human. And yet, that's not the case, which makes it even more fascinating. So who is human? While you may understand it, you need to really feel it. Because even though on one level it seems obvious, on another level it is a total surprise. And if you are not surprised, astonished, most likely you are not experiencing the right thing. Without realizing the human, without realizing the human person, you cannot be free as the human. You cannot be truly well as the human. No matter what you think, no matter how you interpret, how you feel, you are not well. On the human level. So in order to be free as human, you have to become the human person first. And to become the human person is to awaken as the human person. Because it is an awakening.